Well, it's time for a trip now beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org, and DailyClimate.org. Hey there, Peter. What do you have for us this week?
Well, hi, Bobby. One of the things I just love about following science and environment issues, some things come at you totally out of the blue. Here's one that appeared last week in the journal Applied Physics Letters, and that's engineers and scientists at Stanford University have found a way to have a solar panel generate electricity at night.
What now? It's a little late for April Fool's here, Peter.
Yeah, and peer-reviewed journals generally don't do April Fool's jokes. But here's what happened. Through the process of radiative cooling, solar cells, like a whole lot of engineered things, cool down slower than the night air, and the scientists have found a way to use that heat, photons leaving the solar panels as they cool, to provide a little extra bonus energy.
Well, how little are we talking about here?
Well, it's probably a very little. Possibly this is more a curiosity than a breakthrough, but it's interesting just the same.
Well, what else do you have for us this week?
A report out from two non-government groups, Frontline Defenders and the Human Rights Defenders Memorial, recorded that there were as many as 358 murders of human rights activists around the world in 2021, and that more than half of those activists killed were in the business of defending land and defending native rights.
Yeah, it's an awfully dangerous thing to do, to be a defender of the environment in so many places in the world. Here on the show, we've talked in the past about Berta Cáceres. She won the Goldman Prize in 2015 for her activism in opposition to a dam in Honduras, but she was killed just a year later in 2016.
Murdered a year later, she gave her life fighting against this dam project, but the dam project eventually went away. Seven people were arrested after the international pressure and outrage about her death took hold. The dam project lost its funding. But this kind of thing happens around the world. The deaths took place in Latin America, in Africa, and in Asia. The worst offenders were Colombia, Mexico, and Brazil. Honduras is up there on the per capita basis as well. Here in this country, activists get beaten up, they lose their jobs, things like that. But rarely, if ever, does anybody get killed. So in the developing world, it's a different story.
Yeah. And you've always been great about reminding us of that. So thank you. I hope, though, that maybe you have something a little bit happier for us from the history books this week. What do you see?
A little bit happy, but just fascinating. A 50th anniversary, because on April 19th, 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case, Sierra Club versus Morton. The Sierra Club actually lost this case in their opposition to a planned ski resort project of the Walt Disney Company right near Sequoia National Park. The dissenting opinion came from a remarkable man named Justice William O. Douglas, an absolute tree hugger on the Supreme Court, who'da thunk it, who said that the forest itself had a stake in the case. Quote, inanimate objects are sometimes parties in litigation. The Sierra Club lost, but a subsequent lawsuit stopped the building of the resort. William O. Douglas was a fascinating guy, a sitting Supreme Court justice who led a protest hike against another dam project along the Delaware River. He, for years, gave the court a green perspective, as it were. He's someone that's not remembered often enough these days.
That's amazing. So a sitting Supreme Court justice argued that the standing forest had standing, legal standing in this case.
Just like the Lorax, he spoke for the trees.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Bobby. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories on the Living on Earth website. That's loe.org.